This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Ooh, Barracuda!
This time on In the Reef, we check in with the voice of the San Jose Barracuda, Nick Nolenberger, to get an idea of what's going on in the AHL and the Baby Sharks. All right, so joining us now is the voice of the Barracuda, Nick Nolenberger. Right now, the Barracuda are 2-1 over the first three games, including a shutout to the LA Kings affiliate, the Ontario Reign, in the season opener. But in the home opener, the Cuda posted four straight goals and a 5-1 walk against the Anaheim Ducks affiliate, the San Diego Gulls, and on Sunday picked up their second win, coming back from a 3-1 deficit to win 4-3 on a game winner from Checo. Win gets the first pro W for Andrew Shortridge in goals. So over three games, what are you liking from this team?
Well, I was just joking with my coworker earlier today, and it's funny how the mood in the office has changed over the last week, just with the Sharks getting a couple victories and with the way the weekend went for the Barracuda. But the expectations are high at the AHL level. I think, you know, it was said a few years ago that no longer are they just going to have guys muddling in the minors, have a veteran group. They're going to have young players that have opportunities to play in big-time minutes, big-time situations, and kind of sink or swim at the AHL level. And, you know, so far over the last 4 or 5 years, they've certainly swam. They've had more success with their AHL club than they ever have over the last 4 or 5 years. So this is expecting, from a strictly talent standpoint, as you look at the roster, this should be one of the best teams they've had over the last 4 or 5 years. And you can really go all the way back the entire time that Roy Sommer has been here over his 22 years. I mean, this is one of the more talented young groups he's ever had, and they're one of the youngest teams in the American Hockey League. So, you know, through three games, you know, you don't want to make a huge, prediction off three games, but certainly the pieces are there, the talent is there, and, you know, it should set up for an exciting season. This team is going to be fast. They're going to be skilled. They're going to put a lot of pucks in the back of the net. And as far as goaltending goes, right now it looks like they've got a two-headed monster. So never hurts to have a good back end. They've got a veteran presence back there. And Carrick, who they picked up in the offseason, of course, Jake Middleton's been up and down over the last couple of years. So good mix of older players, but a lot of young guys as well.
Awesome. And then we saw that Jaden Halbgewax, hope I'm getting that right.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yes, Jaden Halbgewax, the prospect
of the week,
had a goal and a couple assists over the weekend. I mean, this was a guy who came in last year highly touted as a free agent. They signed him around Christmas 2 years ago, came in last year for his first pro season. I want to say right off the top, man, I think he had 12 goals last year. He started the season really hot and kind of tapered off, as a lot of, you know, young players do. They run into that rookie wall. But, you know, this is a big year for him. He's on a three-year contract. This is year two of three. But it's quick. You can quickly fall behind the eight ball in terms of, you know, the prospects. So there's a lot of guys in the mix. So for Jaden, this is a big year, in my opinion, for him, and certainly exciting to see him get off on the right foot in the early stages of this year.
Well, I know for me, as a, you know, fan who's kind of outside looking in a little bit, and I know some other fans feel the same way, that the chatter that we heard from the prospect scrimmage in the summer, all the way through to camp, the chatter seemed to be circled around Chmielewski, Chekovic? I've heard both.
Chekovic.
Okay.
I guess you can go either way.
Cheko.
Chekovic will go with what Ruzzi has to say.
We'll say, okay, so between Ivan, Sasha, yeah, and Blichfeld, those are the three that we really heard a lot about. Are you surprised to see just 2 points between the three of them through these first three games, whereas, like, Gregor's really pulling the boat right now?
Well, I think you look at it with – we'll start with Chmielewski and Chekovic. So those two came in 2 years ago and were a huge spark in a Barracuda team that looked dead to rights, looked like there was no chance they were going to make the playoffs. So these two young guys, who at the time I think were 18 and 19 years old, they came in the final five games. Well, the team won the final five games. They wanted to tear offensively, were a huge piece of the group getting into the playoffs. And now you come into this year as full-time pros, and the expectations are already established. Now, they come in and not play any games, I think everything would be a little bit more tempered. And then with the Blutfeld, he's coming in as the WHL Player of the Year, and so expectations are high for him as well. There's a huge learning curve, even at the AHL level, for these guys to come in from the junior ranks. Now, do I expect them to figure it out and figure it out quickly? Certainly. They all have the tools to be extremely successful players at the AHL level, and I think successful players down the road at the NHL level. But three games in, there's a major learning curve. And I talked to head coach Roy Sommer about it the other day about, quote, a sophomore slump. Well, these guys are all rookies, so hard to call them sophomores. But for Jakobin and Shemilevsky, they've got some games under their belt at the pro level. It's hard to come in now knowing that you're a full-time pro. It's just a little bit different when you're in mid-season form, finish up your junior year, you're riding the high of concluding your junior season, you come into a pro environment. So it's going to take a little bit of time for all these guys. But a guy like Gregor, he's just picking up right where he left off in training camp. He was one of the best players during training camp. Thought he was one of the better players on the ice during preseason games at the NHL level. And he's carried it over with the Barracuda so far in a small sample size. So it's going to take a little bit of time because these guys are young, but certainly the talent is definitely there for all of them.
Awesome. We got a rematch with Ontario this Saturday before the Sharks play Buffalo. Should we expect some shenanigans? I mean, they got shellacked by Ontario in their opener, and right now the Rain are far outpacing the league right now with 108 penalty minutes in just four games.
That's just kind of, you know, it's the LA mentality, and it trickles down to the American League as well. They're going to be big, rough and tumble, try to almost out, you know, intimidate you out, out physical you, if that's a word. But they're going to, you know, try to physically overmatch you. And I think in game one, it caught everybody off guard. You had an Ontario team last year who finished dead last in the Pacific Division. They were 30th out of 31 teams. So I think with the Barracuda, maybe they look beyond them a little bit. You know, went into game one thinking, you know, we're going to get off on the right foot. We'll get a victory. We'll head back home. Well, you know, they were out of the game within the first 15 minutes. Now, they put 21 shots on net in the second period. And I think the big difference in that game, more than anything, was Ontario's netminder, Cal Peterson, who Sharks fans should be familiar with, having seen him a little bit last year up with the big club in L.A. But he's their third goalie now behind both Jack Campbell and Jonathan Quick. And this guy is an elite American Hockey League goalie. So he stood on his head. I think the game could have been much, much different had the Cuda been able to get a couple past him. And you mentioned Blutfeld. I mean, he had an unbelievable opportunity in that game on the left side in a one-time position where he's going to score 99% of the time. Unfortunately, the goaltender, Peterson, got over, made a brilliant stop, and ends up making the save. He ends up getting a shutout. Blutfeld has yet to score since that point, and from that grade-A look. But so it just kind of shows you there's such a finite difference between winning a game and losing a game and a guy scoring and not scoring. So I think it was more so the goalie than anything in that first game. As far as shenanigans go this upcoming weekend, we'll see. It's an early game, which always kind of throws a little bit of an extra dynamic in it. Our guys going to be, you know, ready to get rough and tumble at 1:30 in the afternoon. We saw this past weekend with an early start that the early start kind of had a slow start to the game. Both teams took a while to get into the game. There wasn't a lot of energy early. So we'll see. These two teams are going to play each other a total of 12 times. So I'm sure that the intensity is going to just get higher and higher as the season continues.
Yeah, and you mentioned Campbell and Peterson and net. A lot of L.A. fans that I've talked to really wishing they could get Quick off of that fat deal and bring one of those guys in, because they were both putting up some really good numbers last year. With all those penalty minutes, I'm looking forward to maybe a few extra power pours, if you want to explain that to the people watching.
Good. That's good knowledge right there. You're in tune on what's going on. Well, in the past, we've done Friday nights in which we have $2 beers, $1 hot dog. Now, the problem with that, of course, $2 beers is a great price point, but it's only on Fridays. And we don't play a ton of Fridays, to be honest, with our building availability being that, you know, the Sharks are in front of us. Concerts are usually in front of us. You know, we aren't getting 7 o'clock starts too often on Fridays. So that leaves you with maybe 6 or 7 Fridays a year. So what the power pour provides now for fans is if the Barracuda score a power play goal within the first two periods, there's a 15-minute window in which beers are half off. Now, with the old $2 beer price, that only covered your generic, maybe a Coors Light, you know, the most generic beer. Now, if you like craft beers or you're not a Coors Light fan, it's 50% off all beers. So it's a great promotion so far. We've heard a lot of positive reviews. So, again, the Barracuda score a power play goal within the first two periods, 15 minutes. And if they score another one, it just carries on. So it just extends the time. So The Barracuda, on average last year, I think they scored power play goal at home, 70-80% of the time. So that's pretty good. They've had one of the better power plays in the AHL over the last few years. So you shouldn't have to worry about them not scoring goals. And now it opens up the game options. So you go to a game on a Tuesday or a Sunday or a Friday or a Saturday, and you've got this promotion. So we're excited about it. And we hope fans, realize the type of deal that they're being offered when the team scores a power play goal.
Yeah, no, I love it. Very fond memories going to San Jose Giants games with the beer batter, but this to me, I think, is my odds are greatly increased for the power pour on seeing something like that. Also noticed that you rolled out a brand new CUDA Confidential this week.
Yes, we did. So in the past, we've done Wednesdays. I think what we're going to try to start doing is do Tuesdays. We play a lot of Sundays. It gives us a day to get highlights in. It also doesn't interrupt any Shark stuff that goes on Mondays. No, Ted Ramey's doing a show now for the Sharks as part of the new streaming platform. So that way we have some Barracuda content coming out on Tuesdays, and that way it doesn't interfere. And we got our own little time slot to be able to put that out as well. So, yeah, we'll recap the two games this upcoming weekend. We've got highlights, and then me and Joey Goldstein, who is our marketing coordinator, we just kind of chat about what happened over the weekend, what's to come. And as we continue along, we'll start getting some organic interviews going, and we'll talk to these guys about stuff they do away from the ice, not always hockey-related. And hopefully it'll give kind of an insight on some of these prospects and their day-to-day lives. When they're away from the rink, when they're not playing hockey, what they like to do when they're not lacing up the skates. So fun, kind of playful content, keeps people in tune on what's to come and what has just occurred over the last week or so. So, yeah, we just dropped that earlier today. So you can go to sjbarracuda.com/confidential, and it'll take you straight to our page, and you can listen to the latest episode.
Awesome. So hopefully we can make this a regular thing. I'd love to check in. After a couple of weeks, see where we're at after the Ontario game and then back-to-backs in Colorado versus the Eagles. So with that, I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and go CUDA.
All right. Sounds good, AJ. Appreciate it.